We have access in a conscious manner to knowledge to which you have access only during meditation, in a subconscious manner. The freedoms which we enjoy, my friends, are there because we have begun to see that we are all one. Realization is all that is between planet Earth and the planet Hatton. On your planet, as on our planet, each blade of grass is alive with the knowledge of the Creator. The winds sing His praises. Trees shout for joy in the creation of our Infinite Father. If you are not able to see the Creator, my friends, it is a matter 34, Chapter 1, the UFOs, of seeking, and seeking, and continued seeking. And then, my friends, you will begin to realize, and to understand, that the creation of the Father is all around you. Planet Earth, my friends, is indeed a lovely planet. It will soon be vibrating in a vibratory manner which is far more associated with the realization of the Father's creation. Begin to realize, and move with your planet as we moved with ours. There is only that which is in your mind, within your consciousness, and within your faith, between the pain, the lack, and the limitation which you experience and the complete freedom which in our vibration we experience. We invite you to join us, my friends. Seek and ye shall find. Are there further questions? Questioner, the service you perform with Earth, does this same service extend to other planets? If so, can you give us some idea of how many, and their levels of consciousness? We have aided many other planets within the same general vibratory level. The aid is given to this level by us because we are, shall we say, at the next level of awareness, and are best able to communicate to those people who wish to enter into understanding which we share. We have dealt with many planets which are beginning a new phase of vibration. We have aided many a graduating class, and we have done so successfully. We have also failed, not once, but several times. It is completely possible for us to fail, because we wish to fail if it be the will of the people of the planet we are attempting to aid. We come because we feel the desire that brings us here. And we give what aid we can to those who wish it. Our thoughts are available to all who desire them. However, we attempt to do this in such a way that no individual is ever in a position where he cannot accept or deny our thinking as he so pleases. Those who are vibrating within the level that will appreciate 35, Chapter 1, the UFOs, the information that we give surely recognize that which is truth. At the present time, we are far behind where we had hoped to be at this point while helping planet Earth. We had hoped to have been much more successful at reaching the people of this planet. It is possible that there will be a smaller graduation than we had hoped. However, my friends, it is our greatest pleasure to be working with those of you, however many or however few, who are seeking. It is only necessary to seek, and the spiritual path shall roll behind you, and open before you. And what you desire shall be yours. Their elusiveness give help, without obligation. Lead without dominating. This is the mystic virtue. Tao Ching, comment. If you've read much of the UFO literature, you're already aware pragmatically that UFOs are often seen and not seen in patterns that seem to have some plan or meaning. One person may see a UFO which another cannot see at all. According to the following messages, there is a plan or purpose to these sightings. There is a definite reason for this elusive quality. Channeling Selections January 6, 1974. We of the Confederation are here, as I have said, in great numbers. We are allowing your people to see us. At present we are allowing more of your peoples to see us. You can see us, as this instrument has. I will appear to you in the very near 36, Chapter 1, the UFOs, future. I will be seen in your skies. It is only necessary that you continue in your seeking. You see, my friends, it is truly written that, in order to find, you must seek. That is the scheme of things at this time. All of our efforts have been directed toward fulfilling this simple phrase, seek and ye shall find. Why do you think we have been so elusive? This was wisdom, my friends, that it is necessary to seek in order to find. You will understand this wisdom, if you think about it. It is a very old and tried system of producing an increase in the awareness of an individual, for only he himself can produce this increase in awareness. We cannot impress it upon him, but he can very easily increase his awareness many, many fold. But the seeking is necessary. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are preparing to launch a new attack upon your planet, an attack of love. If one is to attack with love, it is necessary that it be done with utmost care. The only possibility, if one is to attack with love, is that the ones attacked desire that they be attacked. More and more of the people of your planet have become aware of this attack. More and more of them are now welcoming this attack. For this reason, it is possible to accelerate our program. Many of those that are at this time aware of some form of attack are not welcoming it. This results in our limitations. It is necessary that we do not in any way infringe upon those of your planet who do not desire the attack. Therefore, we must remain a mystery that can be rejected by those who wish to reject our presence. We must, however, bring to more and more of those of your people who wish to accept us the truth and understanding that they deserve. That is theirs. That is all man's. For this was given to him by his Creator. We are merely agents, acting in a way to bring that which is desired to those who desire it. 37, Chapter 1, The UFOs. I am aware that many of the people of your planet consider that we have wasted too much time in our attempts to awaken the slumbering population of your planet. We would greatly prefer to act much, much more rapidly, but the speed and the degree of our activities must be regulated, not by us, but by you. The acceptance of us by the total population of this planet is the only governing principle that controls our activities. We will, very shortly, increase these activities. More and more of our craft will be seen by the people of your planet. This can be done because they are beginning to accept us. We will do this, in order that their curiosity will be stimulated. This curiosity will then lead them to seeking the truth of our presence. This truth is what they desire, even though they do not consciously realize it. February 17, 1974. One question which is asked many times is, why don't these brothers from space meet us face to face? Why don't they bring a craft down where we can get a closer look? My friends, one of the problems which we have encountered in contacting your peoples is what I should call an overreaction, either based upon fear or a semblance of what you might even call worship. Neither one of these attitudes is necessary or even desirable, my friends. Realize that when you have reached a maturity in your development that will allow you to meet us casually, as an equal, I should say, as a friend, when all of you can greet us in this way, then our meeting a face-to-face contact will be more possible, I shall say. 38, Chapter 1, The UFOs. Why the UFOs don't land? Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? The Bides comment, why don't they land? Perhaps this is the most often asked question with regard to UFOs, which may explain why a fair portion of many of their messages to us is devoted to dealing with this question. Channeling Selections, December 18, 1973. Do not be dismayed if your ideas are totally rejected by some, for this is to be expected. And this is the major reason that we cannot come among you, for it would be a direct violation of one of the laws of which I earlier spoke. Due to their conditions, it is necessary for those of you who would help us, who are on the surface of your planet, to help us. We request that you meditate. This is all that is necessary. This is all the help that we need. Because, if you meditate, then you will know what to do. January 4, 1974. Yes, my friends, the Confederation of Planets in his service is here to serve you. They orbit your planet in their craft. They come in swarms, by millions and millions they come, from all of creation. They come to you at this time to serve you. Will you not let them serve you? For they are here, now. If you will look, you will see them, for they will show themselves to those of you who would wish to know them. They would greet you. 39, Chapter 1, The UFOs, openly, but they cannot, for most of the people of your planet have so willed it. It is already known the exact reactions that would occur if a direct meeting were to take place at this time. For this reason it is very necessary that you continue in more active service. It is very necessary that more and more of your peoples learn the truth. Only this will bring about a condition which will enable direct contact to take place. January 7, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our infinite creator are here to contact you now. We must emphasize this, we are here to do this. This is our purpose. We must, however, make this contact very, very carefully, in a predetermined way. That is what is happening in this room at this instant. There can be no variation from this technique at this time. We have had many experiences in contacting peoples. It has always been found that it must be done with extreme caution. There are grave consequences when an alien society is impressed directly upon another society, especially when technological separation is as vast as is ours. Your people would not understand us at all. They would not accept us for what we are. We could not walk among them and be accepted, and this is what we wish to do, be accepted. For, my friends, we are all exactly the same. We could not speak directly to your people and have them gain benefit from our teachings, for they would feel that they must accept, without question, what we say. This is of no benefit, my friends. You are here, at this time, as we are where we are, primarily to seek in our own way that which is the path back toward the Creator of us all. An interruption that is too great in this personal seeking is not a very good thing. For this reason, we are unable to directly contact your people. We must provide them, however, with that which they need. And this we are doing to the best of our ability. 40, Chapter 1, The UFOs, January 8, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here to serve you. It is a great privilege, yet we must remain aloof. This is our understanding of proper service, for in serving your fellow man, it is necessary that you serve his exact wants and needs. You cannot determine for him what these are. Therefore, if his wants and needs lie outside the limits of your ability or your desire to serve, it is best that you remain aloof, as we. There are, however, many, many of your people, who desire exactly our service. We are hindered by those who do not desire our service. For this reason it is impossible at this time to come among you. For this reason it is necessary at this time to act through instruments such as this one. January 25, 1974. We would prefer to land upon your surface and greet you openly, but we are aware of certain principles in this creation that do not allow for such a direct infringement. February 2, 1974. It is necessary that if an individual is to make progress in a spiritual sense, it be a result of an inner directed seeking of his own, rather than an outer directed commandment given to him by an organization of religious or other nature. For this reason, it is necessary that we do not make ourselves too generally known and accepted by the people of your planet. If we were to do this, then the inner direction of their seeking would be for the most part lost. This is the basic reason for the conditions that you experience in your present physical environment. These conditions have been selected by yourselves and by others, and they are a natural consequence of the creation, so as to act upon the consciousness of the individuals and create an atmosphere which will produce the inner directed seeking for truth of which I spoke. 41, Chapter 1, The UFOs. Unfortunately, many of the people of this planet at this time are so involved in activities that are of an extremely transient and unimportant nature that they do not have opportunities for experiencing the growth of an awareness that is necessary in order to accomplish the seeking that they actually desire. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator have attempted to balance between too much exposure of our craft to the people of this planet and too little exposure. If we were to become too much a common phenomenon, so that our presence was beyond question, then we would eliminate, at least in part, a large interest in seeking for spiritual truth. This may seem to be a strange or unusual point of view, but we have observed this in the past, and since the basic reason for the physical isolation of a people such as yourselves is to cause an inner directed seeking, then it is evident to us that we should follow, as closely as possible, this plan. Our craft and our people have visited this planet many, many times in the past. This was done only after the civilization that we visited was ready to accept us. This was done only after the civilization had reached a satisfactory level of inner directed seeking of the truth of the creation, and therefore it was displaying the principles of love and brotherhood that are the product of this seeking. We are at this time forced by conditions over which we have no control to visit the civilizations of your world, even though they have not reached a state of spiritual awareness satisfactorily high enough for our contact. We are aware that some of the people of this planet are, however, already sufficiently aware of their spiritual nature and are sufficiently demonstrating the love and brotherhood that is necessary for our contact. This presents a problem. The problem is that we must approach a part of the peoples of this planet without distressing the rest. 42, Chapter 1, The UFOs. We are attempting to do this. It is necessary that the evidence of our visits and our communications be of such a nature that it can be rejected or accepted by anyone who is exposed to it. There will be, unfortunately, a degree of infringement upon those people of this planet who do not wish to accept our contact. This is an unfortunate condition, but it is one with which we must deal, since at this time it is necessary that those of the people of this planet who are seeking truth be given truth. It will not be necessary to prove to these people that what we are giving them is truth, for if an individual has reached an understanding of truth through the inner directed seeking of which I spoke, then he will recognize this truth when it is given to him. It is therefore only necessary that we, by some means that will not disturb those not seeking our contact, give to the rest of the people of your planet that which they seek in a form that is suitable. This, then, is our service, to lend a helping hand up the ladder of spiritual evolution to that part of the people of this planet at this particular time, a time that is unique in the history of this planet, a time that must be dealt with in a more direct and forceful way than previous times and experiences in the history of this planet. We are extremely privileged in being able to offer this service to those who seek it. And our service is largely given to them through the process of their daily meditation. If they are to avail themselves of this service, it is necessary that they do so through meditation. February 9, 1974. We cannot come directly to you, land upon your surface and speak with you. For it would do no good. We must provide a spark, a clue, something for a start of seeking, seeking that results in finding the truth that is within you. 43, Chapter 1, The UFOs. This, my friends, is the only way to help the people of your planet. For they must help themselves. They must find the truth that is within them. They must initiate the seeking. All that we can do is to provide a stimulus for their own initiation of this seeking. February 18, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator avail ourselves of this knowledge through meditation. For this reason, we do not come among your people, giving them our services directly, for we are aware of detrimental effects upon them in doing this. Our service is aimed at what they actually desire. What they actually desire is an ability to realize truth. In order to give to them this ability, it is necessary that we bring about a condition to cause within them a personal seeking of service and a personal seeking of knowledge of the truth of the creation. Only through this process may they understand the truth that is within them. It is something that cannot be too effectively given to them in an intellectual manner. May 14, 1974. Questioner, hat on, can you give us a specific reason why we can't meet you face to face? I am hat on. I am with the instrument. I will meet you face to face on the day you enter the kingdom of heaven. You may do this at any time. It is doubtful that you will do it while in the body. If you do achieve this state, then whether you are in the body or not, you will be able to speak with me instantly on any level you desire. At that point you will recognize me as your brother. I am afraid that one cannot fulfill the burden of influencing one or any of your people by appearing within your vibration while your consciousness is as it is now. 44, Chapter 1, The UFOs, February 23, 1974. In the future, when the conditions have manifested of which we speak, and many of the people upon this planet have initiated seeking, there will be groups of people who, having initiated seeking and having been educated by channels such as this one and channels of other groups, will then be in a state of understanding sufficiently enlightened so that they may meet with us directly. We will at that time provide direct and physical aid to these people. There are many, many more of us than you could imagine, waiting to act in this fashion, in the service of the Creator, for that is how we label ourselves. And this service at this time will include a direct service to those groups of people who are desiring our service. It will be necessary, however, that these groups be somewhat isolated from groups or individuals who do not desire our service. This will be done in many ways, and these will be made apparent to you at a later time, for you do not at this time have an understanding of the many, many ways in which we can serve you. February 25, 1974. We are striving and doing our utmost to help your people and to make them aware of the situation they are in, but they are not paying attention. We can only do so much. The more attention your people pay, the more that we can do. It is a simple matter of direct free will. If the population of a planet asks for our services, then we may give them freely. If only a portion of that population asks, then we must limit our services. If none of the population asks for our services, we are unable to give any of our services. For this reason, you find us in a state of hiding, you might say, at this time. For far too few of the people of this planet have asked for our services. Consequently, we must act through instruments such as this one to speak to you and tell you of the problems that now exist for us and for you and for the rest of the population of your planet. 45, Chapter 1. The UFOs, the early contactees. We find it hard to believe what lies beyond our understanding. La Rochefoucauld called, comment. When this manuscript was cobbled together in 1975, I did not comment here. In 2009, I would comment that the early contactees did a credible job of reporting what they saw. Before the ridicule lid came down, a good bit of solid information was offered. I recall, for instance, as a child, reading an interview with Betty and Barney Hill in a national magazine that was not at all sensationalized. Rather, it was sympathetic to the couple and thoughtful in considering the story's implications. In the late 70s, the ridicule lid was dropped by the government and all hope of a calm and searching conversation on this topic was lost. Channeling Selection, January 13, 1974. The early contactees, as they are known, were not too successful. They were unable to approach the people of your planet through the channels of communications on your planet, with our messages as much as we would have liked for them to. The reason for this was that the people of your planet could not understand such a form of contact, and they were not prepared to accept messages of the nature that we were able to give them. However, we are now in the position to give them much more. The Confederation's mission now. Behold, ye have taken a great work upon yourselves, which is to raise up these little ones according to your highest light. OSP 46, Chapter 1. The UFOs, comment. They are here to teach us, but only if we wish to learn. It is a very soft sell. Channeling Selections, January 8, 1974. Your fellow man cries out in many ways, for many things. He is seeking, but for the most part he does not know what he seeks. Shortly, he will seek your service. Prepare yourself now, for there is very little time remaining. January 10, 1974. We have spent considerable time studying the people of this planet, and we have found that there are a reasonably large number of them that can join us in the peace and the love of our Creator's infinite creation. For this reason, we are here now. If there were none of your people ready for this, we would have no task. We would be incapable of arousing people that do not wish to join us in this love and light to do so. It is not possible for us to do this, my friends. It is only possible that the individual do this. Each of you must arouse himself to a state of seeking that which we hold out to you as the only worthwhile objective in the creation, that is, the love and the light of the creation itself. We of the Confederation are very, very privileged to be here to do this at this time. It is something that we have desired for a long time. We have waited impatiently to be here and to help you, for this is a service that gives us much, much pleasure. We are aware that it is very difficult for you who have been, shall I say, stuck on the surface of your planet for quite some time to encompass in your minds fully the grandeur and the magnitude of this project. But it is possible for you to do this, my friends. The only thing that is necessary is for you to avail yourself to this knowledge through meditation. 47, Chapter 1. The UFOs. We are speaking of something that is so much beyond anything that you have previously experienced that you would find no comparison. there will be certain problems for you. But if you will keep foremost in your mind that the objective which we share is to bring truth to a people who are for the most part totally unaware of this truth, then, my friends, we will be triumphant, and we will, working together, accomplish a satisfactory culmination in the great scheme of our Father's creation. December 18, 1973. It is our plan to alert as many of these people as possible, so that when it becomes obvious, to your leaders and to your scientists, that we are real, and we are what they suspect that we might be, there will be a sufficient number of awakened entities on your planet for some form of communication to take place between those who are already awake, and those who are lightly slumbering in the future. For, as time passes, those who are in the depths of slumber now will begin to awake. Those whom you cannot contact at all that now will begin to awaken. It will be a self-generating process, so that large numbers of your people will be given the truth. It is a very, very big task. It will be up to you, and those like you, to help us in carrying this out. We have said before that we would very much like to land upon your surface and contact your peoples directly, but we have explained that this is not at all feasible. January 21, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here for the purpose of speaking with you and giving you directly our thoughts as you meditate. These thoughts are yours to accept or reject. They are constantly available to you. It is only necessary that you desire them, if you wish them. This is our service to the people of the planet. 48, Chapter 1, The UFOs, Earth at this time. This is not our only service, but it is our most important service. Why are your people at this time not very interested in these thoughts? We have said, time and time again, that thoughts of this nature are what the people of this planet need. And yet they show very little interest. This puzzled us at first, until we became more familiar with the reasons for the thinking of the population in general of this planet. We are now aware of some of the problems involved in bringing truth and understanding to a people so very long in the darkness that has been generated by those that have gone before them in the history of this planet. It is a very difficult thing to change thousands of years of erroneous thinking in a very short time. It is something that we will not be totally successful in doing. However, we will be, and we have been, partially successful in bringing certain information to those who would desire it. This is the key, my friends, desire. If the individual does not desire what we have to bring to him, then he will not receive it. This is exactly how the creation is designed, so that each entity, no matter where he is or who he is or what he is, will get exactly what he desires. Unfortunately, in some places certain actions of one entity with respect to another cause an infringement that was never designed by our Creator. This results in a discrepancy in the plan of the creation, and creates unfortunate situations, as it was upon your planet. It is necessary for man on planet Earth to realize this, and to individually correct his understanding of himself, in order to bring himself back into alignment with the plan and design of our Creator. Each individual must make up his mind, and he must do it now. He must decide whether he is going to attempt to understand and to serve in the light of the infinite, or whether he is going to seek for himself, and follow a pathway that has 49, Chapter 1, the UFOs, been laid down for him by man on Earth, rather than that provided by the Creator of us all. February 25, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here at this time for a particular purpose. This purpose is to serve you. This is our only purpose, to serve the people of this planet. We are serving them at this time to the very best of our ability, and we will continue to serve to the very best of our ability. What we can do is limited by what you can do, and by what the people of this planet can do. The more that you can do, the more that the people of this planet can do, then the more that we can do. February 9, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here for one purpose. That purpose is to communicate with the people of your planet. This communication takes many forms. However, the most important of these forms is that communication which you receive in your daily meditation. We are able to use channels such as this one to communicate concepts for your intellectual evaluation. However, these concepts are always of a limited nature. We find, however, that it is helpful for many of those of your people who have not yet learned the necessity for daily meditation.